jumping like they're gonna come through my skin. And we're gonna have to fade this one out here. This has been a wonderful evening. Thank you to all the for all the calls, and congratulations to Mike for winning those tickets and to see Esperanza Spalding. And we've got Ragtime America coming up next. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and online at KGNU.org. Listener-supported radio. Over and out. This is Jeff Romaine signing off.
Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to delve into part two of a series called The Lady Professors. Just to remind you that the term professor was an early term that was applied to piano players in saloons and other areas perhaps of ill repute, and were not by any shakes saying that these ladies were playing piano in places like this. We're just borrowing the title. So when we say the lady professors, we're talking about women who play ragtime piano. And we've come up with a list of 35 or 36 of them, and so we're on to part two today. This will cover those that rose to prominence in the 1980s and in the 1990s, some on cassette, but many on the burgeoning development of compact discs. So let's start off by turning to a lady from Canada. Her name is Catherine Wilson, and she's one of Canada's most interesting and innovative pianists, or so says her bio. She's been repeatedly honored for her exceptional artistry and sensitive musicality, as well as for her unique imaginative programming. She is classically trained, can play Bach, can play Chopin, Debussy, Ragtime, and Tin Pan Alley, the tangos of Brazil, Latin and jazz styles, as well as composing her own works in these diverse genres. She's probably best known as the founder, pianist, and artistic director of the popular chamber group called Ensemble Vivant. Although this particular album, which I purchased early in her career, at that point it was called Trio Vivant. The Toronto Star called it Canada's chamber music treasure. She's played Carnegie Hall. She was invited by Skitch Henderson and the New York Pops to join them. And so the list kind of goes on, but she has recorded ragtime and done it beautifully. So, having said all of that, let's turn to a piece played by Catherine Wilson. This one written in 1915 by Joseph Lamb, well known to most of our listeners. It's called The Ragtime Nightingale, but an especially beautiful version by Catherine Wilson and the Trio Vivant. Catherine Wilson and her trio Vivant has brought us The Ragtime Nightingale by Joe Lamb from 1915. It's interesting. I'm researching some of these lady professors to discover how many of them actually had classical music training and not only perform classical music with symphonies and whatnot, but have gotten into ragtime as well. Virginia Eskin is next on our list. A native of San Diego, California, she studied in London under famous music teachers there, developed a strong interest in Spanish music during a four-year appointment at the International Institute in Madrid from 1983 to 87. She's performed as a soloist with many orchestras, including Annapolis, Buffalo, Louisville, New Hampshire, Rochester, San Francisco, Santa Barbara, Utah, Boston, Pops, etc. She's also performed as a soloist with the New York City and Boston Ballet Companies, and in concert halls and museums throughout the United States and Europe. In 1999, she recorded a ragtime project called Fluffy Ruffle Girls, featuring rags by quite a number of early women composers. She followed that up in 2000 with American Beauties, the rags of Joseph Lamb, and in 1998, in between, she did Spring Beauties, which was new ragtime. She's received the Clarion Award for her radio documentary series called First Ladies of Music. She's currently adjunct professor of music at Keene State College in New Hampshire, which awarded her an honorary doctorate of humane letters in recognition of her contributions to women's music. Virginia Eskin, and here from 1913, from this Fluffy Ruffle Girls album, is her version of a piece by Irene Cozad called Eatin' Time. Thank you. Virginia Eskin, ending with a flourish here on Irene Kozad's Eaton Time from 1913. Well, on our list of lady professors tonight, we come to a woman from Belgium, Dominique Corneille. She gave her first public performance with an orchestra at the age of 10. She graduated at 14 from the Royal Conservatory in Mons, Belgium, and at 18 from the Conservatoire National Supérieur in Paris. In Paris, she was a prize winner of the Lisbon, Naples, Geneva, and Brussels international piano competitions. Since then, she's taken up a concert career spanning Europe, Canada, Latin America, China, and Japan. Her many recordings in solo with orchestra include the works of Franck, Mozart, Haydn, Joplin, Prokofiev, Nazaré, Tchaikovsky, Wagner, and others. She is currently a professor of piano performance at the Royal Conservatory in Brussels. Well, from her album of Scott Joplin, and I'll get the date on that, but I think it was in the early 80s, she recorded this, like so many people, motivated by the success of The Sting and Joplin's music, recorded Joplin albums, and she was among them. So here is her version of The Cascades by Scott Joplin from 1904. Dominique Corneille. Forceful performance there. The Cascades by Joplin from 1904. That was Dominique Corneille from Belgium. Turning now to Susan Tolmes, a leading pianist in the United Kingdom, Britain, a rare example of a woman who has achieved several decades as an acclaimed chamber music pianist. In 2013, she was awarded the Cobbett Medal in England for distinguished services to chamber music. She was born in Edinburgh. She was the first woman to study music at King's College in Cambridge. She's been at the heart of three internationally admired chamber music ensembles that have performed all over the world. She is champion at the Art of Chamber Music, illuminating the role and promoting the status of the collaborative pianist over many years in radio talks, newspaper and magazine articles, keynote speeches, seminars, and master classes. She's recorded the Mozart piano concertos and the 1920s piano music by the novelty ragtime pianist and composer Billy Merrill. British composer Billy Merrill. So, from her album of music by Merrill, here is a piece from 1938 called Railroad Rhythm. Here is Susan Tolmes. Thank you. Susan Tomes at the piano, and a very challenging piece by Billy Merrill called Railroad Rhythm from 1938. Well, let's move on to Sue Keller. Born in 1952 in Allentown, Pennsylvania. She's an American ragtime blues and jazz pianist and singer. She's released several albums. She studied flute and took voice lessons, played guitar, and sang in school operas. After a wide variety of musical jobs, including playing rock and roll, she started concentrating more on vintage jazz and ragtime. And in 1992, she established the Ragtime Press to publish rags by little-known composers and the HVR label to document her music. She was the Festival Artistic Director for the Scott Joplin International Ragtime Foundation from 2003 through 2009, was honored with the Foundation's 2010 Scott Joplin Award for Distinguished Lifetime Achievement and Support of Ragtime. She's still very active on the concert circuit, Ragtime, and now lives in Connecticut. And is getting ready to start a new festival back in Connecticut. Sue Keller will be performing a piece written in 1926 by James P. Johnson. It's a stride/novelty piece called Jingles. Sue Keller has brought us Jingles by James P. Johnson from 1926. Well, moving on, we come to a name that should be very familiar to many of our listeners, that of Virginia Tichenor. She is the daughter of Trevor Tichenor, the dean of folk ragtime, if you will, and a marvelous historian and performer of ragtime who passed away just recently. She was brought up in St. Louis, of course, in the home of Trevor Tichenor, where ragtime was always being played, and participated in early festivals, the St. Louis Festival on the riverfront there and whatnot, and met all the great ragtime luminaries that were passing through. So she got bitten early by the bug and has continued to perform and play ragtime into her adult years. Right now, she is serving as musical director of the West Coast Ragtime Festival, which occurs every November in Sacramento. She has recorded regularly. She plays regularly in San Francisco in a venue right on Fisherman's Wharf, and just is very, very active in the ragtime scene in California. She's married to Marty Eggers, who is also an acclaimed ragtime and jazz musician. So she performs a lot of her father's works. And here's one. Written in 1993 by Trevor Tichenor, it's called Deep in the Ozarks. It's a highly syncopated, bluesy ragtime piece, and Virginia does a great job. Virginia Tichenor playing Trevor's piece Deep in the Ozarks from 1993. Well, a name that should be very familiar to our listeners, is that of Mimi Blay. I could not find a lot of biographical information on her, oddly enough. But she is Canadian, French-Canadian, from Montreal. She took classical music training there. And about 15 years ago, she discovered ragtime. She came down to the Scott Joplin Festival just to see what was it all about. And the next year, she came back as a performer and has been a regular ever since. She is loved by her audiences. She performed at several Rocky Mountain festivals that we had back in the last decade. Has recorded prolifically. When she plays a piece, she gets herself so into this piece that it really becomes hers. And her arrangements are legendary, if you will. So here she is, playing a piece by Lucky Roberts from 1913 called Pork and Beans, Mimi Blay. Thank you. That's Mimi. Mimi Blay. Pork and Beans by Lucky Roberts from 1913. Well, we got to move along here. Kathy Backus is up next. It's a name that hardly anybody knows because she has recorded so little. But she's been an active participant in ragtime festivals throughout California, probably for the last 20 or 25 years. I do happen to have a recent recording of one of her own compositions, so I'm pleased to be able to play that. From 2012, here is her Sierra Nevada Rag, Kathy Backus. Kathy Backus from California. Not even sure what town she's from. I know so little about her, although we've rubbed shoulders at a lot of ragtime festivals out there. That was her own Sierra Nevada rag from 2012. Okay, let's turn now to a very difficult name, Antari Anjaparitsa. She's from the country of Georgia, born there in 1956 to a family of musicians, took classical training there, earned her master's and doctoral degrees at the Moscow Tchaikovsky State Conservatory. She was the first Soviet pianist to win the Grand Prix at the Montreal International Competition, and the list goes on of all the wonderful things that she has done. Recently, she recorded an entire album of the works of Zez Confrey, the great novelty pianist Zez Confrey, and it was nominated for a Grammy. So here is a piece that everyone should know. It's Kitten on the Keys from 1921 by Confrey, and here is Etere Anteparista. Etere Anteparista from the country of Georgia, and Kitten on the Keys by Zez Confrey from 1921. Turning now to Nora Hulse. Nora is a native of the Midwestern part of our country. She was a music professor at a small college in Missouri for a number of years. She's now retired. Her specialty was discovering and recording the rags of women, and she has recorded over 125 different rags by women so far, and I have all of those recordings so I can add them up. Here is one from 1909 called The Cutter by Elma Nay McClure. Here is Nora Hulse.
Thank you.
Nora Hulse has brought us The Cutter by Elmanae McClure from 1909. Well, let's move on now to Artis Wodehouse. Born 1946 in New York State, studied music early at an early age, won a full music scholarship to Syracuse, ultimately transferring to Manhattan School of Music, and on, got her doctorate at Stanford University, doing research on early 20th century performance practices, and she ran into a piano role about George Gershwin playing Rhapsody in Blue, and this opened her eyes to symphonic jazz. And since, she's done work on Gershwin and Jelly Roll Morton, and ultimately on Zez Confrey, which brings us up to where we are in tonight's program. So here is Artis Wodehouse from her album of Zez Confrey's music. Part of it is piano rolls that she has updated, and part of it is Wodehouse herself playing, and this is one of her pieces from 1921. Here is Confrey's Greenwich Witch. Artis Wodehouse playing Greenwich Witch by Zez Confrey from 1921. Well, our final performer this evening is Nan Bostick. And sorry to say that Nan passed away recently. She's the only one out of our list of 35 who is no longer living. But I had a chance to know her and associate with her quite frequently at Ragtime Festivals. A wonderful lady. She is the great grandniece of Charles N. Daniels, the famous music publisher who got Scott Joplin started, among other things. And so she is known for performing the works of her great uncle. But here is a performance of hers from 1908, The Gravel Rag by Charlotte Blake. Let's listen to Nan Bostick as she takes us out tonight. Thanks very much for joining us on part two of The Lady Professors. We will air part three at our next opportunity. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and on the World Wide Web at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thank you once again, Jack, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's Swing Shift, which I've entitled Back in Your Own Backyard. As you know, we've been traveling around the country. It's time to start heading home. So stay tuned for some wonderful music. Let's start tonight with Judy Garland and Bing Crosby as we head north.
I know a spot peaceful and fair. I'd be so happy if I were there. No matter where I chance to be, Connecticut is the place for me.
Miss every lake, miss every hill. Even in dreams I think of them still. And when you see them you'll agree, Connecticut is the place to be.
Village green and childhood scenes are things that I remember, yet.
Land of dreams and moonlit streams are close to heaven, can you get?
Nights full of stars, hearts full of joy.
Paradise for a girl and a boy.
I guess it suits me to a T.